Catholics go to the Vatican, Muslims to Mecca. For jazz and opera stars, all roads, it seemed at one time, led ultimately to Ron Della Chiesa.
Listen to Ron in the evening. It's music, not noise.
Longtime Boston broadcaster Ron Della Chiesa visited with Luciano Pavarotti, Wynton Marsalis, Diana Krall, Rosemary Clooney. Many guests, like Tony Bennett, became lifelong friends. Ron's a five-decade veteran of broadcast radio, but also still the voice of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and host of an All Sinatra show. His is a story of a kid who built a cardboard radio station in his bedroom when he was seven. He tells that story in his memoir, Radio My Way. Ron Della Chiesa, welcome back to Here and Now. And I should add, welcome to WBUR, our mother station here, because did you work here when you were like a kid?
I did. I was 20 years old.
And it was a student-run station back there. You've worked everywhere. And, you know, your story is, I mean, how lucky were you that you were a seven-year-old who grew up, you said the radio was the beating heart of your living room, and at seven you were listening to the Met?
I listened to the Met faithfully every Saturday afternoon, and that voice, Milton Cross.
This afternoon, the Radio Corporation of America has the honor to present a performance by the Metropolitan Opera Company of Richard Wagner's celebrated music drama, Siegfried.
He would describe the sets and the singers, and there was something magical about listening to the opera live from the Met.
How did the jazz come into your life?
That came in when I went to my first jazz concert. It was called Jazz at the Philharmonic, and every year Norman Granz would bring in all of these wonderful legendary jazz musicians to Symphony Hall. Ella Fitzgerald, Flip Phillips, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Oscar Peterson, all on one stage. I would sit there, and I was down front with my girlfriend from Quincy High School, and we would just watch these musicians, and they'd knock us out.
The Jazz Philharmonic All-Stars with the Oscar Peterson Trio. And so, Ron Della Chiesa, you love jazz and opera. Perfect, because you enter a world that now needs someone to tell people about both. But standing in the way is the fact that you're a Boston boy. You made a demo tape, you bring it to the owner of a radio station, and he says you have no R.
Yeah, it's, and you know, we live in an R-less world here in New England.
Can you bring that accent back?
Yeah, I said I went to a bar and I went to Harvard and I took my car over there. But what I did was I made a list of all those words.
You did. You made a list of words that had R's in them.
Yeah, and or end in R, door. We say doa. And, you know, I worked on that. I got my first tape recorder and worked on it over and over again. Otherwise, I didn't know what I was sounding like on my little radio station that I built.
Out of cardboard.
Cardboard microphone. But when I got the tape recorder and was able to play back those things, I really didn't like my voice in the beginning. And then I realized that I had to really work hard. So that was a major, you know, breakthrough for me, finding my voice.
One of your first interviews was with opera singer Eileen Farrell. First of all, remind our younger listeners who she was.
Eileen Farrell was a major opera singer. I mean, she sang at La Scala. She sang at the Metropolitan Opera. But she always loved the American songbook, and she made a recording back in the early 60s of classic standards for the American songbook. And I was playing that on one of my shows, and I also was playing her opera recordings. So when I was going to Boston University, I decided that I wanted to interview Eileen Farrell. And I was very scared. This is one of my first interviews, and I was intimidated by this woman. And I said, Miss Farrell, it's wonderful that you're singing at the Met. She said, I'm not singing at the Met anymore, kid. I said, well, what happened? She says, well, the Met needs me now, and I have no intention of going back there. They give me all this junk to sing.
Did she use the word junk? I bet she didn't.
No, I had to cut that out. And she was one feisty lady, but I'll tell you, she, Maria Callas said, what's the Met anyway? They don't have Eileen Farrell. I mean, she was so revered and respected, and she was what she called herself, the Queen of Crossover, one of the first opera singers to sing jazz.
In fact, I want to listen to her duet with Sinatra for the good times.
Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm bed.
opera singer Eileen Farrell singing with Frank Sinatra, one of Ron Delicatessen's first interviews. You interviewed all the greats in opera, and you started interviewing all the greats in jazz. And this turned out to be handy because there were radio stations, you know, that were looking for people just like you to do this. But then suddenly something happens. You're working at a radio station, WBCM, which at the time played classical music here in Boston. And overnight, it was playing this.
Set me free.
You played the last classical song on what became rock powerhouse WBCN. You never went to rock, though.
No, I was weaned on opera, classical music, jazz, film, Broadway show music, and you know, rock was sort of a big gap in my life. And when this happened, Vietnam was going on, the civil rights struggle. I mean, there was a whole new sound that was being heard in America, and it was coming to the airwaves on FM.
But you go on and you land at WGBH, and you get to play, you know, 5 hours, 4 hours a day of, well, your first show, I think, Gershwin, Ellington, Cleo Lane, everything. You could put it all together. How much fun was that?
Oh, it was like, I felt like I was totally liberated. Nobody telling me what to play. No time limit on interviews. If I had George Shearing in the studio or Mel Torme, I could keep them there as long as I wanted.
Just tick off some of the people who came through.
Oh, my. Dizzy Gillespie was always a treat to come in. He'd puff up those big cheeks. Stan Getz. Well, I often said if Mozart could play the saxophone, it would be sound like Stan Getz. Tony Bennett, of course, is a big part of the book. He was nice enough to write something for the cover of the book. And Tony's that old world idol who he never forgets his friends.
What's the connective tissue that you would feel between a Tony Bennett and a Pavarotti? You've spoken to both of them, and you've loved both. You know music inside out. What's the connection?
Italians have a beautiful word, verismo, and it's kind of truth. Truth and beauty is there in those voices.
Yeah. You now do this Sinatra show. How many hours of Sinatra?
5 hours every Sunday night. And you know something? 5 hours isn't even enough.
Really? I was going to say, do you get tired of it? No.
Although I never met Frank Sinatra, he's one of the few people I never interviewed, I feel like I know him. He changed everything about singing the American songbook. His phrasing, the way he had used the best arrangers like Nelson Riddle and Billy May behind him.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
There was so much joy and exuberance in his voice because I think he knew the depths of tragedy and came back. He's the comeback kid.
And you're the never-go-away kid.
Oh, that's great.
Ron Delicatessen, his memoir of growing up in Boston and growing up with opera and jazz is called Radio My Way. Ron Delicatessen, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there where the air is